Apple once asked him what features he'd like on a phone. When he quit doing TV interviews, CNN Financial News went out of business. Grocers put out the fresh food on Wednesdays because that is when he likes to shop. He is Gene Hensler, the most interesting PhD in Kennesaw.
I don't always host a radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends. Teddy, what's happening at 2 a.m. tomorrow?
Oh, man. Tomorrow's
tee off.
Oh, Ryder Cup.
Oh, the Ryder Cup.
Is it in Medina? Is it Medina this year? No, or is it a...
It's in Scotland.
Man, what am I thinking? It was just... We went to the last one, right? It was in...
We went to Valhalla.
Yeah.
Up there. So all you guys, I'll be up at 2 o'clock.
Watch it live.
Hey, I'm getting just back to Paris now. It's an hour earlier.
Right?
Only 5 hours ahead there. So well, I was just thinking of golf and what's his name? Listen, I tell you what, we have some questions here, Ted and Ben. I want to ask you this, Ted, because no one else knows about this. John and Karen from Lilburn, we're looking at either First Solar or Canadian Solar. We think solar power will be picking up in the future. What do you think of these two stocks?
Throughout the current administration's time in office, solar has gotten a pretty bad rap because of all of the subsidies and the goings on with Solandra was that the
right
name of the company?
Yep.
But there are some companies out there that are pretty decent, and you know that market's going to continue to grow because it's a natural growth market. I mean, everybody wants clean energy, and there you know the First Solar company that she asked about is the best of breed. It actually meets our quality parameters. It's growing by about 11% a year.
Well, they make just solar panels?
They make panels, and they really make panels for the big fields, for the power companies, or whoever wants to create a solar field.
An array.
So it's industrial size production.
Yeah, there are some builders out west who it's just standard they put solar panels.
Well, I went by a storage facility, like mini storage units, the other day, and it was a new, up north of here, and they had solar panels all over the roof. So,
how's that work for them on a cloudy day?
Probably not well, but as long as you don't need to get your stuff out of storage that day, you're all right.
Chances are this company makes some of those, and I'm going to tell you, if you're going to Home Depot now and you want the solar powered lights to light your walkway, they're pretty cheap now.
Do they work?
$2.50. Mm-hmm. They were for a little while.
My experience with those is that I've bought them in the past, and maybe if it's a huge, bright, sunny August day, they'll last 3 or 4 hours into the night.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure that they're improving on that.
Yeah. But
you know what I think is going to is the wind power deal.
Yeah. It is.
That's
a big
wind,
one too.
But you know.
Yeah,
wind is more consistent in many places in the world than sun is.
Yeah, and you know how you play that. You play that through the big industrial companies like GE. But First Solar's a pretty decent company.
So you would buy that?
27 times earnings, which is pretty doggone expensive. And they're about to restructure into what they call a YieldCo, which is like MLP that's going to pass on all the income to the investors. But it's 27 times earnings. I mean, in that field, if you want to invest in solar, this is the one to invest in. This Canadian Solar Inc. isn't near the company. Smaller, has more debt. First Solar doesn't have any debt, 3% debt, which is very surprising to me. So it's worth a look.
And I got a question here, Ted, from Patrick in Sandy Springs. I like the innovation Samsung has had with its phones recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've really made a push to compete with Apple over the last few years. I'm thinking of buying some of the stock. I think it looks pretty good, but I wanted to know what you thought about it.
Okay, we'll talk about the company first, then we'll talk about the dilemma in buying the company. The company is a great company, hands down. Huge company, and in the top 15 in market cap worldwide.
I didn't realize it was that big.
It's huge, 180. Maybe I'm a little off, but hundreds of billions of dollars. But they make a lot of products, not just phones, LCD TVs, memory chips, washing machines.
Good washing machines. Hold it.
They make refrigerators too, right?
Yep.
I think mine's a refrigerator.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a Samsung.
And one out of every four smartphones.
I think that's what my washer dryer.
Huh?
Yeah. And the, you know, they go head to head with Apple. You know, Androids are a force. They're not as profitable as Apple when it comes to phones, but it's a good company. The problem with Samsung is it doesn't trade as an ADR on the U.S. Stock market. You would have to buy it through on the London Stock Exchange or on the Korean Stock Exchange. The best way to buy it would be through an ETF. There's a Korean ETF that it represents 20% of called South Korea iShares. EWY is the symbol if you want to own Samsung. So you can't buy, you can buy it direct, but you have to have a broker who actually buys foreign securities.
And that's usually much more expensive commission-wise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more expensive, and I'd say that the volume probably isn't as high in an issue like that, and there are a lot of things to consider there.
How does that work mechanically if you wanted to buy ordinary shares on a foreign market?
You'd open, you first of all, you have to have an account with a broker who buys shares of listed companies on other exchanges.
Okay.
That's number one. And then when your money goes in there in dollars, of course, to buy a Korean stock, you got to
convert it to a won.
Yep.
And then buy the shares.
Yeah.
You know, there's always the currency effect. So,
yeah.
You know.
Kind of complicated.
Yeah, that. Complicated.
And the currency effect, by the way, can be significant.
Yes,
I mean, I'll tell you a personal experience. 2 years ago, I went to Italy, and the dollar was... The euro was $1.58,
right?
Mm-hmm. And today it's $1.27.
Yeah,
get a lot more bang for your buck today than you did then. So you could buy a stock that went up 30% over the last 2 years, and guess what?
You didn't make any money.
You didn't make any money because the currency declined.
Yeah. Also, make sure you buy the right one if you're going after it. There's
the right 15 one.
Samsungs. They have a
15?
A conglomerate of different companies. Seriously. You know, so watch out. And I'm not going to put
my... So you can buy the washing machine.
I'm not going to jump out there and say which one. But SMSN is the one on the London Stock Exchange that I think represents the best option.
Okay. All right. So, well, I didn't realize, like, I thought they were listed like an ADR, but they're not, huh? For both you guys. What is a DRIP?
Well,
D-R-I-P.
I can make a joke out of that.
I don't know.
It's a dividend reinvestment plan. Is a DRIP, and for me, it brings back great memories because you know, a lot of investors that we had back in the olden days.
That's right.
They can't come in with an envelope full of account statements where they
computer been, share statement, yeah, right?
Yeah, invested in their DRIP plan.
I remember a guy came in. 100% of his financial information was stapled to the cardboards and shirts. You know when you get shirts, all this stuff like that. Remember that guy?
Yes.
His entire financial records of any kind, he was just stapled to these shirt things, and he just brought them in. What in the world? That's where Teddy took over.
Yeah, and basically a DRIP plan allows you to buy shares in the stock. When you buy shares in the stock, it allows you to reinvest the dividends automatically.
Right. And so what happens is every time a dividend gets paid quarterly, usually you're just buying a fraction of a share
depending on
a small purchase each time.
And so the timing is known when you're going to buy it because the dividend is paid.
It's a nightmare for
accounting.
Accounting.
It's probably a little
better
nowadays.
We talked about that earlier in the program.
Yeah, you don't want to get me started on these.
In some cases, the issuing company will actually waive all of the brokerage fees. In some cases, the issuing company will also let you buy it at a discount. So these programs have allowed a lot of people to make a lot of money in a...
A long time ago, this was a very practical way for a guy who did not have a lot of money. Maybe he just wanted to invest $100 a month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he could buy $100 worth of Coca-Cola stock, or he could buy $100 of Coke 1 month, and then he could buy General Motors the next month and Procter & Gamble the next month.
Mm-hmm.
So he could diversify with no commission. Mm-hmm. And that was... a big thing. Back in those days, commissions were a killer.
It's not like today. Right.
Oh, yeah. And another important part of this is it allows you to buy fractional shares, you know, which you can't buy a lot of times from a brokerage firm.
So a lot of brokerage firms out there allow you to reinvest the dividends. And, you know, they're set up with these. With these automatic reinvestment plans, you know, with the companies so that you can continue to do that even within your brokerage account. So, I mean, You know, tax reporting can be a little bit of a nightmare, but it may get a little easier in the future going forward to do something like this. But
don't get too comfortable because it's easy, the ease of use, because you end up investing all in one company. You still remain diversified. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
And there, one of the disadvantages is not a lot of companies offer DRIPS in IRAs. There's only a select few. So, you know, if you're trying to do it in a brokerage account, that's one thing. But an IRA, you're going to be limited to the companies you can buy.
Teddy, here's another company I don't think about. Hank from Atlanta. I really like GoPro.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing for a stock that the name is associated with all cameras in the market they are in. Mm-hmm. The first earnings report was not great, but I think they'll do better in the long run. So my question is, how do I gauge the risk and that I would take in investing in the stock for the long haul? Okay. What is GoPro?
GoPro, they make cameras. Basically, they're competing with Canon, Nikon, Olympus.
Oh, I never heard of it.
But here's the difference. They make the cameras that you can attach to your bodies, and when you're doing that that skydiving, Gene.
They always do
it
again.
Yeah, you can actually record it. So it's more interactive, camera that is the buzz of Wall Street right now, because you have the ability through their software to edit it. As a regular consumer, you can edit the videos really easy through their software. However, this company, Gene, he asked the question, how do you know if it's a good value? How do you know how well it's at 400 times earnings, 200 times a book.
Sales?
And it's not really making very much money.
I would say that it's overpriced.
Yeah, I would say it's overpriced. And furthermore, the barriers to entry are very small. I don't see where their technology is so good that it's going to keep competition at bay. So, I mean, it's a very risky endeavor here. And the street's looking for the next big thing. And you know how they pile into these stocks. This is one of those. So I would avoid it.
So avoid it.
Yeah, like the plague.
All right. Yeah. Anytime I hear 400 times earnings or 2 million times sales.
That doesn't meet the criteria here, doesn't it?
400 times earnings implies that it's at least earning something.
Yeah.
It's the scary ones when they start telling me it's times sales. I'm going, that's really a good deal as we go along. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, and we'll let you know how you can get a hold of us to ask us questions.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.